900 office hours. The student sat in the student chair, told me a long story about how there would be big changes in her family soon. I had a yellow notepad out on my desk, chose a black ink pen. The smut loved to smear itself across every page, cursed my left hand, climbed into my skin to sit shotgun. I drew two circles like lenses. In one I wrote, Side A. In the other I wrote, Side B. She reached over my doodling hands, took the tissue box for herself. Oklahoma grief, flattened subdivisions, husks of Christ, paired insect legs holding fast to oak bark, so easy to sweep them off into Augustan grass. Her brother is getting out of prison soon, his arms thick and workout confident. He can lift one corner of City Hall just long enough to make his point. Well taken. I get the feeling she has roughly 900 children. I get the feeling she has roughly 900 jobs. I get the feeling she has roughly 900 exes. Like her brother, they all have tobacco arms, thick and confident. But their faces are weary. I get the feeling she's used to being ignored 900 times a day. She's hoping to pass her kidney stone, but today she's collecting signatures for a statewide petition. She says, "Did you know everyone has to declare party affiliation before they can vote? And this year, there is no vote. Only a basket of muffins and scones and biscuits and cakes and crumpets. Here's a napkin and a plastic fork. Choose your favorite, your second favorite, too."